Hello and welcome to this podcast from Control Risks. Developing resilience in a constantly evolving risk environment is a challenge faced by all organizations. In this recording, Stephanie Lom, Senior Managing Director for Europe and Africa in our Compliance, Forensics and Intelligence business, explores the nature of resilience. What can organizations do to become more resilient and thereby more successful?
Developing business resilience is essential to meet the increasing complexity of the world in which corporations and government operate and the associated risk. The term resilience comes from the science of human psychology, and more than education, more than experience, more than training, a person's or corporation's level of resilience will determine who succeeds and who fails. That is true in the illness ward, it is true in the Olympics, and it is certainly true in the boardroom. Let's approach resilience through the management practices and not its technical aspects. The biggest risk is probably to look at all specific risk without a global and contextualized approach and appropriate leadership. There are many drivers of disruption today, and the media have a tendency to focus on the dark sides and consequences. Rather than diffusing the threat and fear, they accelerate them. In the past years, there have been undeniably lots of very high geopolitical disruption. We have faced and are facing terrorism, natural disasters, disease, wars and conflicts. These are certainly horrible and sometimes led to many casualties. But there are also some very positive signals, such as currently the rapprochement with Iran, and the interdependency of our risks today is certainly a challenge but also a long-term opportunity that will be the guarantee of the world's prosperity. So how do you develop organizational resilience in this environment? Resilience is, of course, planning and avoiding risk that can be anticipated, understanding the world that we operate in, surviving the disruptions and rebounding from crisis. But more importantly, it is adjusting to the new environment arising and capitalizing on opportunities. In the context of interdependency, leaders that keep their eyes on the prize of long-term value creation are most likely to succeed. There are detailed technical frameworks to implement in order to develop resilience within your organization. And they are all useful, but they will be inefficient if not counterproductive without the management practices and the leadership. And it all comes down to people. I hope we have drawn the lessons from the financial crisis, which demonstrated the inadequacy of quantitative risk analysis, compliance frameworks, and the rigid risk management processes, which foster pathological risk-taking behaviors and may encourage complacency of the boards. Accountability and responsibility can be blurred when organizational complexities are combined with complex emerging risk. Developing effective business resilience requires leadership that will ensure the system as a whole works. Tools and frameworks are necessary, but resilience can only be achieved through leadership and resilient people. I mentioned earlier that the concept of resilience comes from human psychology. Why some people buckle under pressure when others bend and bounce back remains a great puzzle of human nature. Above and beyond tools, there are three characteristics that are the backbone of resilience. The first one is a leadership that faces down reality. Optimism and conjuring a sense of possibility are necessary. As I said, let's not focus only on the risk, but rather on opportunities. But it can also distort reality. In times of complex challenges, an almost pessimistic sense of reality is far more important. The second one is an essential search for meaning. Rather than asking why me, why us, leadership asks, why not me, why not my organization, and what can I learn from it? This attitude, and when talking attitude, we talk people, not framework, is what will enable the organization to build bridges from current difficulties to a sustainable future. Behind meaning, there are value systems. The most resilient organizations have value systems that have changed very little over the years, and it grounds them through trouble and disruption. The third characteristic is ingenuity, which is being able to make do with whatever is at hand. It requires skills of improvisation, but with rules and order. Those are crucial because it's quite rare that creativity arises under pressure. People go back to their most habituated ways of responding and reacting. Analyzing and assessing how different business risks affect one another is an essential step in achieving a strategic and accurate risk management perspective and develop a resilient organization. It leads to better capitalizing on opportunities and therefore developing competitive advantage.
That was Stephanie Long, Senior Managing Director in our Compliance, Forensics and Intelligence business. Thanks for listening to this podcast from Control Risks.